Chapter 3: The Iceberg Protocol. How to bury your emotions so deep, no one can weaponize them. Let me tell you about the night I almost lost my mind. It was 3 a.m. I was sitting in a dimly lit hospital hallway, staring at a vending machine buzzing like a dying insect. My father had just suffered a stroke. My business was collapsing. My ex had taken our dog. And all I could think was, why don't I feel anything? Not rage, not fear, just cold. A nurse walked by, saw my face, and said, "You're handling this well." She was wrong. I wasn't handling it. I'd spent years building a mind fortress, a psychological bunker so impenetrable, even I couldn't find the door. That night, I realized, emotions aren't weaknesses. They're landmines. And most men spend their lives blowing themselves up. This chapter will teach you how to disarm them. The ship captain who mastered the unthinkable. In 1912, as the Titanic sank, a lesser-known ship called the Rhodora was navigating the same iceberg field. Its captain, James Vickers, did something radical. He ordered his crew to stop rowing. While others panicked, Vickers sat silently at the helm, studying the ice. He noticed patterns, subtle shifts in moonlight, whispers of wind, cracks in the floes. 2 hours later, he navigated the Rhodora to safety without a single casualty. When asked how he stayed calm, he said, "Fear drowns faster than men. You are Captain Vickers. The icebergs. Your emotions. The cold. Your power. Here's how to sail through hell without sinking. Phase 1. The emotional autopsy, why most men fail. Most self-help gurus will tell you to process your feelings or talk it out. Bullshit. Talk therapy works for betas. Sigmas dissect emotions like engineers reverse engineering a bomb. Try this. Next time you feel rage, fear, or shame, ask. What's the physical sensation? Egg, tight chest, hot ears. Who benefits if I act on this? What would a sociopath do right now? Example. When a client betrayed me, I felt my jaw clench, sensation. I realized acting angry would make him the victim. Who benefits? So I channeled it into drafting a lawsuit while he partied. Sociopath move. 6 months later, I owned his company. Your move. Keep an emotion ledger for a week. Track every feeling and its root cause. You'll start seeing patterns. And puppeteers. Phase 2. The iceberg drill, burying the detonator. Emotions are like icebergs. 10% visible, 90% hidden sabotage. The protocol. Freeze the flashpoint. When triggered, say, "I need 24 hours. Walk away. I did this when my mother criticized my career." The next day, I calmly said, "Your approval isn't currency I accept." She never brought it up again. Isolate the core. Ask, what's the oldest wound this touches? A client once rage quit when I declined a call. His real trigger. His dad ignoring him as a kid. Reframe the narrative. I'm overwhelmed. I'm recalibrating. She rejected me. She failed the audition. A glacier's revenge. How Marcus mastered the art of silent power. Marcus wasn't just any man. He was a Sigma male, a former lawyer who had spent years mastering the art of strategy, patience, and unshakable calm. When his marriage crumbled, he knew the battlefield would be brutal. His wife, fueled by emotion and a desire to win at all costs, launched every weapon in her arsenal. But Marcus, he didn't fight fire with fire. He fought with ice. One fateful day in court, she erupted. "You're a cold monster," she screamed, her voice echoing through the room. The tension was palpable. Everyone held their breath, waiting for Marcus to snap, to retaliate, to show weakness. But Marcus simply leaned back, his expression as unreadable as a glacier. With a voice so calm it sent shivers through the room, he replied, "No, I'm a glacier, and you're standing on thin ice." The silence that followed was deafening. Even the judge paused, struck by the sheer power of his words. It wasn't just a comeback. It was a masterclass in Sigma male dominance. Marcus had turned her emotional outburst into a moment of self-destruction. Her anger had exposed her instability, while his composure revealed his unshakable strength. When the gavel fell, Marcus was awarded full custody. It wasn't just a legal victory. It was a testament to the power of silent strategy, emotional control, and the unyielding resolve of a Sigma male. Phase 3. The Art of Strategic Apathy. In 1944, psychologist Viktor Frankl survived Auschwitz by deciding what to care about. He wrote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our power. Your toolkit. The 10% rule. Only invest emotion in things you control 10/10. The CO test. Would a Fortune 500 CO cry over this? No. Delete it. The tombstone question. Will this matter when I'm dead? The powerful gift of solitude and how to harness it. People might call you detached, stoic, or emotionally reserved. And that's okay. Solitude is the crucible where high achievers are forged. During his exile, Napoleon spent 300 days alone on Elba. He didn't just reflect on his life. He studied military maps, planned the 100 Days campaign, and nearly reconquered Europe. Your challenge. Spend 48 hours alone, once a quarter. No phone. No distractions. Just you and your thoughts. A reader in Norway does this in a remote cabin. Last year, he developed a cutting-edge AI tool during his time of solitude. Remember, most people fear being alone because it forces them to confront their insecurities, but the high achiever sees opportunities and plans. What's coming next? In Chapter 4, you'll discover quiet confidence, how to command respect without uttering a word. The silent influence method, how to project your presence and power in any room. Why high achievers never chase, they create opportunities. One reader applied these principles to negotiate a 500% salary increase, all while his employer begged him to stay. This isn't just advice, it's a toolkit for success. You've been given the keys to a mental fortress. Now, lock it down. You weren't born to follow. You were born to lead.